We all know you snooze through a few of your classes. Shane Norling has got you covered. All the college games you're watching.
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
Plus the ones you didn't know you needed to care about.
Can you believe what you just saw?
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap!
Welcome to Snorling U.
Welcome in a day early to Snorling U. I am out tomorrow off the show for the rest of the week. I'm getting my wisdom teeth removed, so I have to get Snorling U in a day early because I don't want what happened last week to happen again. What happened last week, unfortunately, with the schedule around the building, around the office, doing a little extra work around here, and then needing to be down south for a wedding quickly at the end of the week, I just was not able to fit Snorling U into the schedule. Things get busy sometimes. It's not the end of the world. I posted the pics out on Twitter the morning of on Saturday. If you saw them, at Shay Norling, good for you. It was 6-6 overall in the day, but the picks that I gave out in the initial screenshot were 5-4. So I opened up the card a little bit. I thought last week was really interesting with some of the opportunities that were out there on the board. Things really should have probably been better than they were. But that's why they call it gamble. I mean, Navy plus 17 open the day, easy cover, a three-point game against Notre Dame. Michigan State minus 10 was a loss. If you watched that game, Michigan State had a 17-point lead, 14-point lead, very late, minute left. Rutgers, 4th-and-19, and they throw deep into double coverage. Neither of Michigan State's dead body corners could come down with it or even deflect it because Michigan State's defensive backs are horrid. And so the ultimate outcome was, unfortunately, Rutgers was able to cover there. Never should have happened, but they did. Arkansas plus 3.5. That was easy. Arkansas nearly beat LSU outright. Just felt like an obvious spot. LSU coming off the win against Bama. How do you get back up? I mean, how do you get back up for Arkansas after you slay the dragon? And LSU, of course, only scores 13 points. Arkansas, 13-10 loss. Covers the 3.5. No issue. Iowa pick against Wisconsin. Again, no issue. Iowa's been playing much, much better lately. Texas minus 7 was where things started to go a little sideways. Never really had a chance. And I'm happy to pay for it because, you know, if you've been listening all year, I'm holding TCU to win the Big 12. I'm holding TCU to go to the college football playoff at extreme odds. So I'm more than happy to buy Texas and pay for TCU to win the Big 12. That's fine with me. The fact that it's actually going to happen, great. So Texas minus 7 fails. Washington, Oregon over 72.5. Bo Nix fucked me at the end of that game. And then Mississippi plus 11.5, easy winner. Never in doubt. And that was the same deal. I mean, Alabama, the season is over. How do you get up off the mat? And this team, which has showed you, you know, they're not Alabama, was not able to get up off the mat. This is not vintage Bama. I think that's something to keep an eye on as we move forward. So I have some games on the card for this weekend. A little bit worse of a weekend in college football. I'm looking at 5 games that I really like, and I want to go back to the well on one of them. Navy will play Central Florida. Navy's going to go on the road after beating Notre Dame and will get 16.5 points against UCF, returning home after UCF slayed their dragon of sorts in the American Conference with Tulane. And I actually like Navy here. I know it feels like the kind of let down, really emotional game ends late against Notre Dame. You had the onside kick to keep it going, get to overtime potentially win against Notre Dame, and you don't get the onside kick. I understand it feels like maybe it's asking too much Navy to go on the road and replicate. For me, UCF going on the road to New Orleans to play Tulane, at 9-1, a ranked team, ranked matchup in the AAC, vying for an American Athletic Conference title. You then go back home, and I know it's the bounce house in Central Florida in Orlando. I don't buy that Central Florida is a half point better than Notre Dame. I just don't. What I mean by that is Notre Dame closes a 17-point favorite against Navy last week. If that game were played again on a neutral field, perhaps in South Bend, perhaps in Annapolis, as it were, that would be a 17-point line again. They're not going to react so much to the result of one game, a game in which Notre Dame held a 35-14 lead, by the way. I can't live in a world where I think UCF with Gus Malzahn and a dead QB is in a half point better than Notre Dame. I would rate UCF as actually about 2 points worse. So I just feel like this is a spot where you're shopping some value, surprisingly, getting Navy plus 16.5 going on the road. So that's where I would lean that way. Oregon, a -3 hosting Utah in Autzen. It's a difficult one to cap if you're looking at it, because if you followed anything about these teams all season, you know home Bo Nix really good, road Bo Nix really bad. Last week Bo Nix against Washington, really bad. Kind of a dumb decision at the end of the game, making a very poor throw on the final play. At least had an opportunity to get the lateral going. Just underthrew his receiver. Just missed low. Just no reason for it. The first half especially was brutal. Kind of ended up being a defensive struggle. It's part of why the game went under. A very frustrating game to watch, especially in the first half. And then I think if you really think about, though, the way that this has gone all season, Oregon's going to be probably a little pissed. You're only having to lay 3. I think you're getting the better team in Autzen at home in Eugene. Utah on the road is not Utah in Salt Lake. So that, to me, is a spot where you just look at Oregon. You trust the trend, as Carm would say. The trend is your friend. Bo Nix at home. I'm going with it. So I'm going to lean into Oregon -3. I'm going to stick with the Pac-12 because probably the game of the week, which is rare, will come out of the Pac-12. 7 p.m. Central Time, UCLA, USC. This is the game of the week to me. I know UCLA screwed the pooch last weekend and kind of effed themselves right on out of a playoff potential berth. But for USC, this is it. You win this game, you clinch the Pac-12 South, you go to the Pac-12 championship game where you're going to play an Oregon or a Utah whose season is dead, and you have a shot as the brand on the West Coast and arguably one of the three best brands in college football, USC, 3-4-5. You get to go to the college football playoff. Have fun. Lincoln Riley, year one. Have fun. Go. Be happy. So, this is a spot where going to the Rose Bowl at night, USC, UCLA, it's going to be all USC fans. I actually think I'm leaning UCLA. Getting 2.5. Now, I know it's not a crazy home field, but you get the home team getting 2.5. By far the better defense. I think a little bit of overreaction to what happened last week plays in, where maybe UCLA got caught looking ahead to this game. And this, to me, is just, quite frankly, I find UCLA to be the better team. I know USC has been the story with Caleb, with Lincoln Riley. The defense is really bad. And they got lucky early in the year. The luck has kind of run out where they were getting a ton of turnovers and never turning over the ball. And that luck has run out a little bit, and now the magical ride is over. You're still really good, but the magic part of things probably came to an end. So I actually like UCLA getting the 2.5 on the back of that defense. Dominic Thomas Robinson's a great quarterback for them. He has been all year. They still have their goal of the Pac-12 in front of them if they win this game. So it's not like UCLA's playing for nothing. They are playing for the ability to win the Pac-12. And go to the Rose Bowl game in their home stadium. I think it's a big deal for UCLA. I think it's a big deal, obviously, for USC. But I think you're getting the better team, the home team, getting points with the better defense at home. I just like it too much. TCU minus 2.5 as they travel to Waco. I thought the market would correct a little more than it did on this. TCU covering 7 outright as a dog in Austin, taking on Texas, Quinn Ewers, a team that probably believes they're one loss, if not undefeated, if Quinn Ewers never gets hurt. I honestly thought that the market would correct more than this, so I'm almost hesitant because it feels like a trap. It feels like, whoa, Baylor home dog, take him. No brainer. But TCU has been the trend breaker all season, whether it's last week where everything pointed at Texas. Minus 7, take the Longhorns. It ended up closing 7.5, 8, depending where you looked. All the money was on Texas. All the sharp bettors, the smart people who do this professionally were on Texas. It was a spot where I was very interested in getting in on Texas. And I did, and I lost. And TCU to me here, it's another setup. Just take Baylor. Don't overthink it. And I almost wonder if that's why I want to go the other way. And just say, look, TCU kind of proved it. Max Duggan and that defense especially, which is the surprise, walked into DKR at night, beat Texas, overcame the test as a touchdown underdog. Number 4 in the country, clearly deserving of a playoff spot. Go to Baylor, where the season's all but dead. 6-3 on the year. Dave Aranda, what are you playing for? You know, you're bowl eligible, but you're not going to win the Big 12. It's a spot for me where, like, TCU has kind of thrived in this spot all season. And nobody wants to believe in them. And the number looks funny, but it's just worked. So I'm going to bet TCU minus 2.5 because I'm going to trust what's happened. Michigan State, minus 10.5, hosting what is, for my money, the worst team in the Big Ten, Indiana. Leaving out Northwestern because I'm not sure we can call them a Big Ten team anymore, respectfully to Chicago's Big Ten team. Indiana, to me, is horrific. Last week, Indiana played Ohio State 54-10 final, something like that. Covered a 40-point spread, did the Buckeyes. 40 points. Michigan State going to Bloomington. Hosting this game in East Lansing. Indiana coming up to East Lansing against a Michigan State team that should have covered against Rutgers. Rutgers, to me, better than Indiana. People don't know this about Rutgers. The defense is good. I know what happened against Michigan. You look at the scoreboard, 52. Well, Rutgers blew their dick off and turned it over 3 times in 8 minutes in the third quarter. So Rutgers' defense, actually kind of decent. Michigan State, I think here in this spot, Indiana coming to town, you know, kind of feeling yourself. You've been playing better football of late. If you're the Spartans, should have covered 10 against Rutgers a week ago. I think if they did, you see maybe even a bigger number here, maybe 12. I think at 10.5, this is valuable. I think it should be 13. At 10.5, I feel like Michigan State's getting a valuable line. So that's the final play on my card. Michigan State minus 10.5. Again, 5-play card, nothing crazy. Want to shorten things down, keep things a little smaller. Navy plus 16.5 at UCF. Oregon minus 3 hosting Utah. UCLA plus 2.5 hosting USC. TCU minus 2.5 going to Waco, taking on Baylor. And Michigan State minus 10.5 as they welcome in the Hoosiers. That's Snorling U for this week. I will be back next week. Apologies for the messed up scheduling, but guy got to do what a guy got to do. I got to get my dental work done before the end of the year. So a couple wisdom teeth getting popped out tomorrow. Be off for a couple days. Get to enjoy the weekend. I hope you enjoy yours. Bet the games. Have fun. Do your best. Remember, it's always entertainment. If you have a problem, please get help. Have a great weekend. Love you guys.